for those folks who may just be tuning in, just can you just go over what were the kinds of things that you were suffering from that caused you to reach out to use a nutrition response testing?
Just as your program stated, fatigue, pain, a need to be able to do the things I wanted to do. And with the nutritional test, I was able to find out through you.
And you also, you also had diabetes as well. So this is really important.
Correct.
This is really important. This is a key. So we're going to bring Georgia in here. She's got a question. Georgia, good morning.
Good morning. Actually, I have two questions, but the first one is, I've been listening, is it really just all about giving up sugar? So if I just stopped eating sugar today, and I'm assuming that all processed sugar, or is it anything that contains sugar also, but then will that mean I'll be okay if I just stop sugar?
No.
Oh.
I mean, the simple answer is no. Right, Don?
That is correct.
I mean, it's the critical first step. So Georgia, think of it this way. If you're willing to take that step, that's a huge step for most people. I mean, it was for me.
It was for me as well.
So if you're willing to take that step, then the next step is easy, wouldn't you say, Don?
That's correct. It's made me aware of the things that I wasn't able to do. And since I've gotten rid of the sugar, I've gotten rid of the medication, I'm able to do those things that I've always done, and I'm able to do again.
But in addition to that, we actually provided an evaluation using the nutrition response testing technology, which pointed out what we call barriers to healing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that's the key. That's the second step, Georgia, is to get tested, get evaluated, find out what additional barriers to healing these are, food sensitivities, chemical sensitivities to chemicals, heavy metals that may impact an organ or a gland, and most importantly, ongoing immune challenges that you're unaware of, imbalances in fungus or yeast, parasites or ongoing viral problems or bacterial problems that are not forest fires, meaning that you're not aware of them per se. They're not diseases, but they are under the radar.
They suck energy right out of you.
Right. And that's what you found out, didn't you, Don?
That's right.
So does that answer your question, Georgia?
How much is the testing?
I tell you what, I will be happy to talk about that. I'll tell you. The bottom line is normally for people who just come in off the street, it's $129 to get evaluated, and mm-hmm. KPAM listeners get a $50 get $50 off of that.
Can I ask another quick question?
Sure.
Can this help eyesight?
Help what?
Eyesight.
Eyesight?
Yes.
Depends on what it is. What eyesight in what respect?
Well, it seems like the last year and a half, my vision has gotten a lot worse.
Have you been wearing glasses a long time, or do you wear glasses?
I started, the magic number was like 42.
Yeah.
This morning, and you need glasses.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, the answer to that question is yes, assuming there isn't any cataracts.
Yes.
If there's a cataract issue, then the answer is no.
Right.
But otherwise, yeah, absolutely. You betcha.
Well, cool.
Don, have you noticed your eyesight change at all? I mean, I'm just sort of throwing a flyer out there.
Well, I'm a little past 42, but yes, 42, I noticed a change, and it's been very stationary. In the last year,
yeah,
especially now, I don't experience problem with my eyesight.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's cool. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Georgia, and maybe we'll if you want to hold on, my producer John will take some information from you, and I'd love to see you. If you're willing to stop eating sugar, then that is that's three quarters of the battle, wouldn't you say, Don?
Right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so, do you? I mean, have your efforts, you know, proved worthwhile toward achieving what you had hoped you could achieve?
Yes, it has. The nice offsetting part to that is I've lost weight.
Oh, you mean a side effect? You had a side effect from a nutritional healing program?
That's correct.
Because it is a side effect, right? I didn't tell you that I was going to put you in a weight loss program, did I?
Not at all.
Exactly. Well, good for you. Gee, a side effect that actually you know, improves your health.
Yes.
How much weight have you lost?
31 pounds.
Wow. And how long did that take? I'm just curious.
We've been together 11 weeks, and it's been over an 11-week period. And the idea to lose weight has always been very difficult. But with this eating and understanding what to eat, I still have the energy. That's what makes it different for me from trying to do a diet or some type of a plan. They never work.
Right. They never work. Your plans and your past never worked.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And even if they did, you know, you put the weight back on and it wasn't changing the slow but sure progression to a degenerative functional illness.
That's exactly. It's like watching your fingernails grow. You don't recognize it until it's there. And then all of a sudden,
boom.
My goodness gracious, what happened?
Right. My goodness gracious. Well, that's exactly right, which is exactly what's happening to any of you out there. First and foremost, if you're eating sugar, you may think you're getting away with it. You may have convinced yourself like Don and I did, you know, sometime before we've discovered the true, the reality of things, right, Don?
That's right.
The bottom line is if you eat sugar, if you eat concentrated sweeteners, there is nothing that is going to happen other than the slow but sure degeneration of your health.
That's right.
I mean, I wish it was different. I mean, I was just discussing some while back with my wife, you know, the smell of chocolate chip cookies sort of wafting through the kitchen and pulling them out and the ooey, gooey, chewy, you know, right?
That's right.
And we thought, oh, that was just the bee's knees. I mean, that was going to take care of everything, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, well, it did.
Well, it did.
It took care of everything. Number one, it took care of our drug addiction for
health.
Sugar. And the second thing is it definitely undermined our health big time.
The energy level stayed where it was even during a diet.
Right.
And with the nutritional testing and then finding out what foods I wasn't to eat, especially sugar, I lost weight. And it's gone away.
How is your life? You talked about this a little bit throughout, but how has your life changed with respect to things you could or could not do before you were tested with nutrition response testing and before you came on a nutritional healing program?
I've always been healthy. I've always been able to do the things I wanted to do physically. I coached. I played sports. I went up and down mountains. I went through water. I fished. I hunted. And as I said, watching your fingernails grow was what happened to my health. All of a sudden, I'm sitting on the couch. Golly, I'm fat. What in the world happened? I can't go up the hills. I can't go down the hills. I need to have something to take care of this. And nutritional response testing has done a marvelous job in helping me.
And so what you're saying is essentially what you're saying is that you got the quality of your life back. I mean,
that's right.
You know, I mean, I guess that would be the simplest.
And I'm not 28 anymore, and I can't do the things fast. But if I plan them out, I can take care of them all.
You mean that I haven't transformed you? I mean, you didn't enter a little, you know, radio Ronix box, and then I just pulled a lever, and you were back to 20 years old. Come on, Don. I mean,
as my doctor would tell me, read my lips. Old age, Don.
But old age in a way you never imagined it could be.
That's correct.
So we turned back, I mean, essentially in that respect, we turned back the clock for you.
Yeah.
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 But you had to make some significant lifestyle changes to do it.
That's right.